Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
On the roster, I think 50, 42 veterans. But is it possible to tell us a few guys who have really stood out, whether it's veterans or rookies?
John, it's hard to do that during this time. That's what training camp is going to be for us. And that's why you've seen us go through with all our different groups, with so many different guys going at so many different positions, with the different guys that are up there. And basically this time right here is just basically to learn our system, to know what we're doing. We've added a little bit more to them, John, this last week, and just to see how much they can take. And basically, they've done a good job with that. But as far as just guys standing out, I think for the most part, what we've all been about is this, is that these guys have done everything that we've asked them to do. They've done it with the way we want it done. And I think that's going to carry over into the training camp. And in training camp, that's when we'll find out who our team is and who's first team and who's second team.
No first team, no second team right now. No first team, no second team. Ever. Nobody's on the first team.
Look, I think they should have had. I don't think you make. You're not making deals with veterans who've never been on a team before about this, that, or the other. I think that sets a bad precedent because you want to get everyone on board with doing what it takes to win. Like we talked about in the last hour, I would have had them all come in next week. First two practices, do whatever you do, even if you go lighter than expected. And then the last one, you surprise them with a trip somewhere, do something cool, a team building, team bonding thing where they all get excited that they don't have a practice. And then you do, like I said, the team building thing. I think that's how you say, hey, we're going to do whatever it takes to win here. But at the same time, we're going to reward you guys for being great in this whole process, doing what we ask you to do, whatever David Culley talked about. Now, you said you heard a lot of outrage on different shows and things like that yesterday. I would say this. You have 4 weeks of OTAs. I went out to the practice, and it's pretty basic. It's basic stuff. I mean, it's just the nuts and bolts of, you know, your drop back, your steps on your drop back, your sliding in the pocket, you know, making your throws off platform, working double teams. That's offensive linemen and tight ends working on double teams. How to fit up and then roll off your double team up to the second level. I mean, it's pretty basic football stuff. It's not high level. Well, you know what I mean? It's like taking cuts in the batting cage.
And I think there is something to, you know, hey, that was, you had the basic stuff. You had a lot of one-on-ones. You didn't have a lot of team stuff. In these 2.5 days, or like you said, go 2 days, and then the third day, take the whole team bowling, you know, or whatever. I mean, there would have been more team building. And it would have been, you know what, well, let's see what you guys have absorbed in these 4 weeks, and let's see how you put it into practice in more team stuff as opposed to the individual
work. You could have
work.
Actually elevated what you did the first 2 days and then do the fun thing on the third day and surprise.
But I mean, there's so much faux outrage, and this is a 4-win team, and they should never be, they gotta get working, and this is gonna do, they're not, when they're not winning games, those 2.5 days are really gonna come back and haunt them. Are they really? Because if they'd have worked the 2.5 days, they'd still suck. I hate to be existential about this whole thing, but guess what? This season's already written out. This season, they're not going to be very good.
Yeah, I don't know that it's 2.5 days. I don't, you know, I think more. I think the big favorite, -300. You know that the Texans are a 5-win team or less for sure. But I don't. I think the Texans should be one of the favorites to have the worst record in the league. Yeah. I don't think that's a stretch. But you have enough veterans from enough teams who have had some level of average football attached to them, and in some cases slightly above average football, that what if their running game with David Johnson, Mark Ingram, and Philip Lindsay...
You mean the worst running team in football last year?
No, I know. Mm. Well, we got different players.
Yeah.
And you got an offensive line that's healthy now.
Well,
you don't think
and here, and No question. And here's the deal, is you had Deshaun, so you weren't... Listen, you got David Johnson and you got Deshaun. Who do you want with the ball in their hand?
I don't think there was a commitment to run.
But you also got Tyrod Taylor, and so those safeties are coming. I mean, you're not nearly as scared of Tyrod Taylor as you were of Deshaun Watson, so that might stifle the running game even more.
No, but you also added, Will Fuller was out for much of the year. You added a rookie in Nico Collins. He may not be a factor this year.
Yeah,
but
in other words, you got worse.
Well, I don't know. I mean, is it worse when Will Fuller doesn't even play?
Yeah, well, right.
He was suspended. I mean, he didn't play.
No, but the games he did play, a lot of the half the season. So,
well, but Nico Collins is going to – he offers you a big, deep threat.
How'd he look? He looked great there, out there?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I saw one practice, and he was running all short stuff. That's not how you're going to use him.
Yeah.
If you do, then you drafted the wrong guy, and that's on Nick Caserio.
Well, listen, who ran
– what he is
– Well, Pep Hamilton's running this passing game, but – Probably. When David Culley ran the passing game, how'd that work out for Baltimore?
Well, I don't know. I mean, Lamar Jackson was throwing. I know he won MVP one year with David Culley running passing game.
Yeah,
passing. No one talked. I noticed that no one mentions that. Lamar Jackson was an MVP.
How those
David
wide
Culley.
Receivers do in Kansas City when he was running when he was running that.
Oh, I don't. You're going to put. They didn't have very good wide receivers.
Yeah, they had zero touchdowns. Zero.
Yeah, but that was with Alex Smith.
Yeah.
I'm not putting that on David
Alex Smith. I don't know if you know this. Alex Smith has thrown.
I've seen people do that.
Alex
I think that's
Smith
the biggest.
Wait a minute. Alex Smith has thrown a lot of touchdowns to wide receivers.
Alex Smith is a check down Charlie. And they had no wide receivers. That's kind of a cheap shot at Culley. I've seen people take that. Like, this is why he's incompetent. Dude, he has not had wide receivers to work with.
And he's got none here, too.
Basically, and his first round wide receiver was also hurt for half the year in Baltimore or when he was in Kansas City. To me, that's not that doesn't speak ill of him as a coach.
They zero?
No, because you had nothing there and you had a guy who doesn't throw outside the numbers. Like, you have a quarterback who, I've looked at Alex Smith's stuff. Go look at his numbers of who his top wide receivers are a lot of times. It's been Vernon Davis. Remember that when Vernon was his big guy? Like, Alex Smith is not a guy in Andy Reid's offense that took advantage of wide receivers anyway. And they didn't have any. That's not on David Culley who they're drafting. How's that his fault?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I'm just saying he didn't have a lot of talent. You got to show me the talented players who
failed. Well, I
want to
see the talented players he's got now.
What? That's not on him either.
Well, no, I know it, but it's not going to be any good.
Okay.
What I'm saying is they're not going to be any good.
No, but I'm just saying.
But you're saying, oh, maybe this season isn't written.
I don't think the season. I don't think you write off an entire season when you have some veterans. Tyrod Taylor has not been bad.
No,
he just got hurt last year. Tyrod Taylor was a backup the year before. Like, I don't. Well, he wasn't a backup. They ended up going with Baker Mayfield, but. I don't know that Tyrod Taylor's a bad football player.
I don't either. I haven't seen him play football a lot, but okay.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I know that I think Lindsay and Ingram helped the running game. I really do. I think the offensive line has a chance to be a better run blocking unit this year. So I don't know that I'm ready to just give. I don't think they're a team that's going to have a winning record. There's, to me, zero chance of that. But I think they could be a little bit more competitive than if you're the worst team in football, you're not competitive.
Yeah.
You're not a competitive team.
They were the third worst team in football this year.
I think, yeah.
And they lost to Deshaun Watson.
And they weren't that competitive. I think they have a chance maybe to be a little bit more competitive than we're giving them credit for.
Okay.
They have brought in some better players on defense.
No, I think they could win four games. I do.
They brought in better players on defense.
That's really bad.
No, four is really bad. I'm just talking about playing competitive football.
Yeah.
I think they could be a little bit more competitive than we give them credit for. Their roster says no. Roster says one of the worst three teams in football.
Yeah, I think it's them and the Lions.
I don't think it's just – the Lions got a lot better in, with their – Lions actually had a really good draft. I think the Lions are going to be a more competitive football team, too.
Well, so you can say that about the Texans,
if I were saying the worst teams, it wouldn't shock me if a team like Atlanta or a team like the Eagles – just all of a sudden ended up in the absolute tank. And the Eagles weren't good last year. But I could see one of these teams that's been better in the past, one of them's going to take a big fall off. Saints defense is too good. But Texans are going to be down there. Make no mistake about it. I just want to see if they compete. Are they competitors? Do they have games? Do they have a chance to win in the fourth quarter? The worst teams in the league don't have that.
So when they start the season.
Jets.
Okay, they start the season with the Jags. And that's actually a winnable game.
It is.
That's actually a winnable game. Then they go to the Browns. How's that? Then they...
Winnable. Browns stink.
Then the Panthers come here. And actually, if you want to know the truth, that is actually a winnable game too.
Mm-hmm.
So they could actually start up. Then they got the Bills.
No, that's a loss.
Then they got the Patriots.
I don't know what to say there.
And then the Colts and the Cardinals and the Rams and the Dolphins and the Titans.
That's a bad run.
And until the Jets, you know, I don't think that they're... Yeah. Listen, I'm with you. I don't think it's going to be horrific, but it's still not... I mean, 4 wins is still bad. It's really bad.
On a 17-win season, yeah. It's less than 25%.
On a 16-win season, it's bad.
Yeah.
It doesn't... Well,
but now you got 17-game season.
So it's even worse.
Yeah, potentially.
By one game. Right.
Yeah, but I don't judge them by... I already know they're going to have a losing record. I kind of judge them by how they play, how the guys respond. Do any of the young guys step up? Do any of the 2019 draft class... Sharping, Lonnie Johnson, Titus Howard, do they stand out? How many of those guys end up saying, okay, wow, this is the guy that we were expecting? In year three of your deal, you should. I still think there's some things to keep your eye on for the Texans. I know it's gloom and doom here on the show and really in the city about the Texans, but I do think there are some things that could be interesting with the Texans as it pertains to team building. I want to see a competitive team. Mm-hmm. I want to see it. But if they lose every game, I'm not sad because they're going to get the top pick and they can pick a player that's not a quarterback because they have Davis Mills.
Well, we'll find out whether they have a Davis Mills. We'll find out how good Davis Mills
is. If
you don't have to pick a quarterback, it's a big, big plus.
So 3.5. No, it's a huge plus. So 3.5. Well, unless you don't have enough info on Mills and you take a chance and then it sticks you again. And then he ends up being just good enough for you to keep sticking with him. And then before you know it, you're like, man, it's been a long run. That's what the Bills went through for years, decades after Jim Kelly. They kept thinking, oh, J.P. Lossman, this guy. Fitzpatrick's got a little something. No, that Tyrod Taylor's not.
I don't know why you're skipping over E.J. Manuel.
Yeah, E.J. Manuel, here's a draft pick. Well, I guess they did try to fix it, but... It just was
a 15th overall on him.
A bunch of misses.
Didn't they draft J.P. Lossman in the...
The Browns and the Bills were looking for quarterbacks for all of eternity.
Taking J.P. Lossman in the first round?
I think they traded up
Nathan
for
Peterman.
Him.
He worked out.
I mean,
he did get in that game, remember?
But
he was like a fifth rounder.
Sometimes a fifth rounder can turn into a Nathan Peterman.
No.
That's not great.
Yeah. Well, no. They're usually better.
It's 12 past here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776.
I appreciate Lance trying to put some sunshine where you have all clouds about this Texans team, Lance.
I'm going to call him Rainy Day Johnny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All it is clouds and thunderstorms.
Just thunderstorm Johnny. There's 100% chance of rain today.
No.
On the Texans parade.
I can't be. Look at the outlook more brighter. Get the first overall pick, get as many picks as you can for Deshaun, and this thing turns around in a hurry. Because in Casario, I trust. Because look at
Do
what
you?
He's... Yes, yes.
What has
That's garnered, my guy.
What has garnered such trust so far?
That's my guy right there.
Because it ends in an O? That's why his last name? That's
you
why
see him? You want to fight him? If you look at him, that guy's a fighter.
Does fighting equate to, you know, drafting well?
Yeah. I mean, he's a fighter. No, he's gonna fight you. He's the mean looking dude. I'm sorry. When we come back, Deshaun, we have a spot for him. We have a spot for Deshaun. Todd wants to get in here. If you've got some Texans thoughts, we got a spot for Deshaun. It's been told to us. A few times.
We have a place where we can move him.
Yeah, we can.
Move him. I got you.
I thought you meant a spot where he could go relax.
Well, we could.
That's what I was really worried about. Like, we found a spot for Deshaun. I'm like, let me guess. It's somewhere off of Shepherd somewhere, or maybe near the dome. No.
He ain't relaxing during those. Dude gets worked up. That ain't relaxing to Deshaun. He gets all fired up.
I hope you guys didn't miss John's quote tweet when some guy put like four of the best Texans of all time, offensive weapons of all time.
How are you going to stop this?
How are you going to stop it? And John quote tweeted it. How are you going to stop this offense? John quote tweeted with 22 women.
Yes, that's exactly how you stop it. Yeah, you had Deshaun, Hop, and Arian.
Yeah, and you.
How are you going to stop this?
And you quote tweeted it with
22 women.
Uh huh.
Who's going to stop this?
And you said, well,
22 women.
There it
and
is.
They did. 814 ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 16 passed. 713-780-3772. If you haven't heard yet, the Texans have canceled minicamp. A few teams have. San Francisco canceled theirs because they said they had injuries, so they're not going to. They're not going to have their mandatory mini camp. The Colts, and you said, who else canceled?
49ers, Eagles, Colts.
Eagles, that's right. Eagles also canceled. So the Texans, that was a story. It's still a story this morning, actually. They're looking at, and they're talking about it right now on ESPN. I don't know. It's not as big a deal as some of these. I mean, this anger that's about this. I mean, who think they're not going to be any good, even if they have two more days of practice. They're not going to be any good, just so everybody knows. But there was speculation about, well, did they do this because Deshaun? What? I mean, to save Deshaun money.
What? Because that's a concern of theirs?
That was the headline in the Chronicle.
What?
It said the Chronicle's headline was Texans can't. Here it is right here. Texans, Houston Chronicle, Texans cancel camp, save Deshaun Watson $93,000.
Well, right. Well, they saved him money, but it doesn't mean they did it because so they could save Deshaun money. I mean, they saved him the money, yes. But
did
they do it because of?
No.
But it's the Texans cancel minicamp and they saved Deshaun money. Not the Texans cancel minicamp to save Deshaun money.
No, it's literally the Texans cancel minicamp. Save Deshaun $93,000. It doesn't. That's the whole point. The headline will make you click. Say, was this a decision based on Deshaun Watson?
Yeah.
Which of course it's not.
It's not.
It's not. And you don't even have to read it. Headline does make you say, wait, why would they do this for Deshaun Watson? I could see where people would get tricked by the headline.
Well, here's what. Maybe okay. This to me is about the only reason we don't want to have to address this. Deshaun, we would either have to say, Deshaun, you're going to get fined and we want the money and we don't want to deal with that. Like the Packers are letting Aaron Rodgers off the hook on the money. They're not going to charge him the $93,000. The Texans don't even want to address that because, okay, no, Deshaun, we're taking your money from you. The wound would be even deeper between the two sides, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to charge you the money, Deshaun. Why? He ain't coming back here. What? If I'm the Texans, I'm going to grab as much money off Deshaun as I possibly can.
Oh.
He took $27 million for nothing.
He stole $27 million in a way. I mean, he's not going to play. He wasn't going to play for you.
He hasn't even started the contract he took $27 million
for. He took your signing bonus and it said, I'm not playing for you. Like, that's literally. I have no problem with a lot of the Deshaun stuff at all. And I get why he's pissed. I would be pissed off at the Texans. I would have no confidence in the Texans. The signing bonus thing, though, kind of sits bad with me because all the fans, you must do what's right for Deshaun. And all the talking heads, like, well, then tell that man to get back the $27 million because while I don't like this organization, you know, from the top down, and I don't have confidence in him, what's right is right. They paid him $27 million, and he did nothing. If you pay a man to do a job, then he does the job. And if he doesn't do the job, then get back signing bonus.
Yeah. Well, and if, listen, So Deshaun, I think the best and the most likely outcome is that Deshaun is going to hit the exempt list, which means he gets paid. If I'm the Texans, I want Deshaun not to show up, and now I start charging him, and I get some money back off of this deal. But if he's on the exempt list, that man gets his money. And that's a win-win for Deshaun. Doesn't have to play for the team. Doesn't want to play for the team. Doesn't have to play for the team. And he gets paid. If I'm the Texans, this is a load of crap. We gave him $27 million, and now we're paying his salary as well. And he refuses to show up. And he's made the organization look like crap. He's tarnished everything with his masseuse antics. And we're going to pay him as well? I mean, this is a load of crap. If I'm the Texans.
Yeah, you can see where the Texans would. If you just take yourself out of your personal opinion or you take your cape off, if you got it on for Deshaun or for the Texans, and you just look at it objectively, it doesn't make a lot of sense for the Texans. It doesn't make a lot of sense. I don't see them, the $93,000 fine, I don't know, does it go to the team or does it go to, is the league imposed? It's the team imposing it, so it would go back to the team.
Yeah, well, if I'm
because
the team, I'm
league,
like,
it's hey, charity.
Hey, Raj, we're trying to get some of this money, this $27 million back, okay? Give us the money. Forget, we need this money back. Well, actually, it'll come out of Deshaun's check.
Maybe the Texans canceled minicamp so Watson could use that $93K to help settle the cases, thus freeing him up for trades. I don't even think you're saying that tongue-in-cheek. I don't think this has anything to do with Deshaun. They had said they already discussed this with the veteran players, the leadership council on the team, whatever that means right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is I don't think any of this has anything to do with Deshaun.
No.
I really don't.
As a byproduct, he saves $93,000.
Yeah, as a byproduct.
And you don't have to address, are you going to find Deshaun? And you don't have to... further the wedge in the wedge into the wound on this whole deal. You just got, we ain't answering the question whether or not we would charge him or not charge him because we don't have to. We don't deal in that kind of stuff. Now Kareem Jackson has said that Deshaun wants to be a Bronco. Okay. All right, Kareem. What you giving up, Denver? Let's go. Let's make a deal. Let's go.
That's what I'm saying. If Denver wanted to give Froggy right now, I'd do it. But I still want 3-1s.
I don't think they would. That's a big risk.
Eventually, you're going to get 3-1s.
3-1s for a guy that's facing police, facing criminal charges?
He's not.
And
there
how
are
long
no
is,
criminal charges.
And, well, no.
He's
that's
not facing,
facing a potential. That's being investigated for criminal charges.
Yeah, but I think if you do
he's
your
facing
homework.
A possible criminal charges.
Yeah.
And secondly, a guy, you don't have any idea how
I'm
long he's going to be suspended.
I don't care. If y'all want to do something, do something. Quit talking about it, Kareem. I'm sorry, Kareem. Do you speak for the Broncos? You don't? Okay.
I'll go Al Davis.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Kareem. Do you speak for the Denver Broncos? Or are you able to get a trade done? Okay. Then we don't care about where Deshaun wants to play. And here's the tricky part for Deshaun. Deshaun's got his list of places he wants to go. I don't think the Texans are going to be in any big hurry to trade him exactly where he wants to go.
I would tell him, I don't give a rat's ass where you want to go. You'll go where we get the best deal.
No, you won't because he's got trade.
Well, guess what? Okay, turn it down then and sit and pay.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's something you got to keep an eye on because he's got a trade. He can block any trades.
Yeah.
And so Deshaun can block them, but what I'm saying is I don't think the Texans are going to just take any offer from the teams that are on Deshaun's list. I think they're going to say, you better expand that list because it's never been harder to trade you than right now.
Listen, you tell Deshaun you're going to Carolina. Deshaun, guess where you're going? Carolina. If you don't want to go, then you will – every game, every minute you sit out, you're getting charged, and you are not getting that contract.
Since the Texans have, this new regime has taken over, have they done things in a way you thought was well done?
Yeah, the draft worked out perfect.
Mm. Well. Have their processes seemed well done? Like, that makes sense.
Yeah, not... It's not. It hasn't been great.
Yeah. I mean, so why are we under the assumption they'll handle the biggest move in recent memory well?
I think they've handled it well so far. I do.
Because they haven't had to do anything.
Right.
When they actually have to do something.
No, and exactly it. And they've sat on it.
Yeah, so when they actually have to make a move.
No comment, and that's it.
That's fine, because you don't do anything, and you can just sit and let things play out. But when they actually have to be active, why is there confidence that this will be handled well?
Well, I mean, because, you know.
That's not an answer. Hold on. Let me ask you that again. Why do you think, considering what they've done recently, that once they have to make a move, this will be done well?
I don't know. I don't know if I don't know quite. I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
Thank you, John.
That's pretty much. I personally believe
that I don't know.
No one can answer that question, though.
That Nick Caserio and some people with trade value charts and some people don't have some
U.S. Americans,
U.S. general managers don't have the trade charts in school of personally some people and some teams. Thank you.
I appreciate you guys feeling they're going to do this and this and get this. I just haven't seen any evidence to suggest that when it comes down to it.
It starts at 3 first, Del, and then we talk. If you want to get rid of your guy, Tua, it starts at 3.
Stop talking about my team. Because if you want to get into a dealing thing with my team, you'll wind up with a second and Jacoby Brissett, and we'll have Deshaun. So you might want to relax on talking to my team.
Yeah, that didn't even go well. By the way, Duke had your 4. Cut yesterday.
Unless he's Whitney Merciless, because that's what Pro Football Talk did.
Pro Football Talk put Whitney Merciless's picture on it.
Got people excited really?
Yeah,
for a second.
Whitney tweeted it, goes, hey, bro, I know you don't like me, but what?
No, we just haven't seen you in practice for a long time.
Nobody's seen you. We haven't seen you in the backfield in a long
lost
time.
So much
we
weight.
Haven't seen you in anybody's backfield in a long time.
No, we just hadn't. Yeah, we haven't seen you forever, Whitney. Yeah, it's no big deal. I mean, Duke Ejiofor never did anything, but he did flash as a rookie.
He did flash.
And I'm sad that Duke was a skilled player coming out of college. I thought that was a really intriguing pick for the Texans. He's a very skilled pass rusher.
And he had an Achilles and then a knee.
Yeah, you tore it up, and I saw him when I was rehabbing my shoulder. I went one time to this Ironman rehab, whatever, and Duke was in there getting his rehab, and it was going a little slow for him. I felt bad for him because, you know, here's a guy who, I mean, his whole football career, his opportunity is probably gone with 2 injuries. It's probably gone.
Yeah.
He wasn't an explosive rusher to begin with. He was a skilled rusher. And now you got a knee and an Achilles. I mean, that's a bad double combo for a guy who's already not a super explosive rusher. So, yeah, that's too bad. I thought he could have been helped for the Texans, but it's, you know, I can't say it's completely unexpected.
No. All right, when we come back, the Astros and other Major League Baseball news. Are Astros kicking ass, taking names in Boston? Is Boston their biznotch? I think yes. We'll talk about it on the other side.
Do you ever wonder what ESPN 97.5 hosts talk about during the breaks? Well, now we have your answer.
I don't know why you got to do it with the FN. All you got to do is say earmuffs.
Just go to twitch.tv/ESPN975 for exclusive uncensored content.
Can you earmuff it for me?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Diego in Boston, and so far on this road trip, they are 3-1. Altuve drives one deep to left field. This game is tied. Jose Altuve, home run number 10. He clears the stadium, and it's a 2-2 game.
Got it.
That was his only hit last night, but dude is raking. He is. Altuve looks really good. And it's just a shame with this new book that's out about. Now, it did say that Altuve did not want to hear from the guys what the pitch was coming. Actually, he was perturbed by it. So, in that respect, now it's an Andy Martino book. It's a new book that's out. It's a book about the Astros cheating up until and into 2019 and blah, blah, blah.
Honestly,
who cares?
Not only will
there's
I not read it,
vibrating Band-Aids in it. No, who cares? It's just another New York honk. That's
vibrating Band-Aids. Where does this information come from? Is this from Beltran's niece also? This is the most... This shouldn't pass. This gossip and innuendo should not be allowed to just be passed off in a book.
Yeah.
There should be some kind of standards. I mean, there really should. If you're going to report the truth, then report the facts. But gossip and innuendo gets reported all the time. It's back now. So I don't even want to give this clown any more. You know, he wrote a book to make money. That's all he's doing. There's nothing there other than trying to make money off of a trend that he knows Yankee fans and some major league fans will try to. He works for SNY. Is it SUNY? Well, no, whatever the network is. He works for the New York Broadcast Network, like our ATT Sports. Come on. This is the most one-sided thing in the world. He said the Yankees may have done something, but it was so complicated, it may not have even been illegal. Case closed. I don't care about this clown anyway. And Altuve, over the last 20 games, I looked at the last 20 game. There's an old school site that I was using back at 610. And it still works. It's called Doug's Stats.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yep. Doug's Stats. And they've got a last 20 game feature. And I mean, when you see it, you'll see SiteJab could probably punch it up a little bit for them. In the last 20 games, Jose Altuve leads the American League in runs scored with 19. He's number one. But two hitters, can you guess who the two hitters in the last 20 games are who are in the top 10 in the American League?
Yuli.
Yuli's one. 344, and there's one better than him.
With the Astros?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Carlos?
It's Carlos, 347. Yeah. Yeah. Not just that. On-base percentage, Carlos is number one with a 460 on-base percentage.
Yeah, we were talking about it yesterday.
Yeah.
Listen, Carlos had that one run of 0 for 32. Remember when he was, was earlier
was
this
really
year?
Bad.
Goodness. If he just hits a couple, gets a couple. Dude's OPS, is it closing in on 900 now? He is playing great. We got to give it up because we were crushing him a little bit earlier in the season. He is on it, and he looks great at the plate. He looks so confident. He looks so comfortable. He is raking. He is hitting balls hard. He was hitting balls hard earlier that were making outs.
Oh yeah.
So his exit velo has been great all year long. Other than that one. If he doesn't go 0 for 31 or whatever, 0 for 32, 1 for 32, whatever that streak was, holy crap. He's an all-star. Altuve's an all-star. Yuli's an all-star. I think you got three. Now, none of them are going to start, but they're all-stars right now. And then you got to see if Garcia could get a couple more
Carlos
wins.
Carlos may still have a shot of becoming an all-star.
No, Carlos is an all-star.
You think Carlos for sure is?
Well, for sure. He's the second. He's the second best all-star,
okay,
the shortstop.
Good. I noticed did you notice how chummy the team is with the Red Sox? Like, they don't really have beef with the Red
Sox.
No, and
actually, Carlos, on a ball, I thought, why isn't he scoring here? He was on first, and Bregman hit it off the wall, and Carlos ended up on third. He actually pushed the third baseman off
Devers,
the bat.
Yeah, I think they're all buddy-buddy, because Bregman was buddy-buddy with them, too.
Yeah.
And you know what got me thinking? Dude, he's going to end up a Red Sox. You got Cora over there.
Yeah, but they got Bogarts.
Yeah, but... I'd trade him. I'd get rid of him. I'd sign.
You mean the best shortstop in the game? Okay. Okay.
You think Bogarts is the best shortstop in the game?
In the American League, yeah.
Great hitter.
Yeah. Yeah, you ain't.
And Devers is a young guy, even though he can't catch up with fastballs.
Yeah, Devers.
Because what I'm thinking is maybe Carlos.
But Devers is still hitting pretty well. No, for whatever reason, people throw him curveballs and changeups. Which is beyond.
Yeah, that's beyond me. And he hits changeups really well, by the way. I was looking at his fan graphs. But what about Carlos playing third?
Well, you got Devers. I mean, so I don't know that you do that. Now, the Red Sox have not made a big splash lately. So
I'm just trying to connect them directly to Cora.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just trying to connect them directly to Cora.
Maybe you move Bogarts to second.
Yeah, I wouldn't rule it out, because he does seem very chummy with all the Astros do. I think the Astros are a pretty easy team to get along with. They clearly don't get along with the A's. the Yankees or the Dodgers. You can tell there's tension there.
I think there's tension with the A's as well.
Yeah, probably tension with with the A's. Here's some other guys. Three players were in the top 10 in hits. Correa 25, Tucker 24, Altuve 24. As far as pitchers were concerned, Scrub was in most home runs allowed over the last 20 games, and he hasn't been there for like the last 8.
Mm-hmm.
With 5 runners per inning, Greinke is on the list at .774.
That's great.
And Garcia, .792. Garcia's number one in the league last 20 games and wins at 4-0. And then from an ERA standpoint, it goes Fromber, 1.47, Garcia, 1.50, Greinke, 2.03. Those are the guys.
Where do they finish?
Fromber was number 2, I think. And Garcia was like number 5. And then Greinke was like number 8. In the top 10.
Yeah.
That just goes to show you that hitting and pitch. I mean, the Astros in the last 20 games are on a little bit of a run.
I am.
This just in.
I'm leaning more and more and more to with you that Garcia stays in the rotation, but we'll see.
Okay, he better, why?
Because you can't take him out.
How do you take out a guy who's got a 1.5 ERA the last 4 games? He's 4-0. Like, he's one of the hottest pitchers in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, I know he doesn't go 8 innings and 7 innings all the time, but he's just in such a groove right now. The only plus side is that you could have another Javier in the pen who can go 4 innings and close an entire game out. He gives you the chance to avoid, skip right over these sketchy bullpen pitchers. I mean, that's the one big advantage. And Odorizzi, if you don't love him in the starting rotation, are you going to love him as a reliever? I mean, but it's happened sometime.
Yeah.
Octavio Dotel was a great reliever.
Yeah.
Well, as a setup man.
He was a different kind of thrower, though. Right.
He had a bigger fastball.
Maybe Odorizzi would be better in the ball. You know how Dusty is with veteran players and the respect that he gives to them because of their time spent in the big leagues. And Luis Garcia doesn't have that. So even though it would be a mistake, but I think it's going. I don't know. I don't know how they're going to decide that. That's a tough decision. Once Lance gets back in there, and then you know too, it might not be long that he's in there because this is a starting rotation that does tend to get hurt. We'll see how long Odorizzi lasts. He hasn't been lasting long lately. He hasn't been able to stay on the field lately. So we'll see whether or not, you know, either way, you got a good problem. It's a good problem to have when you got too many really good starters. That's a great problem to have. 840 ESPN 975 713-780 3776. If you'd like to get in here, do you see the, Garrett Cole, Josh Donaldson confrontation? I mean, just days after Donaldson ripped him. The two of them are meeting head to head. The Yankees and Twins are playing, and Cole won that one. Cole, his fastball averaged the best of his career, 98.2 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Dude was pissed.
He came in with some heat.
Yeah.
And I wondered which Cole we'd see. I also wondered if he'd go put the juju sauce back on and try to weasel through.
I think he just said, screw you. Okay. You don't want any spin rate? Watch this. How about fastball rate? Fastball rate?
It might have been. I'm interested to see how if he altered how he throws in this game at all. But they got him for 2 runs, but he had what, 9 strikeouts? No walks, 1 walk. Garrett was amped up for the game.
Yeah.
He was amped up for the game.
Especially what facing Donaldson.
Yeah.
Who made you don't know, and that's a baseball unwritten rule. You don't talk about other guys.
Have you ever seen Donaldson's? Have you ever seen the YouTube compilation of Donaldson's, like, anger or whatever? Donaldson is a lunatic.
Oh my! He had a home run last year where he was screaming at. I think he was screaming at the umpire. Got thrown out of the game.
Yeah, he started kicking dirt on the home run. He's like, watch this, because he didn't like what the umpire called the pitch before. Yeah. Dude, Donaldson's a legitimate lunatic. I watched this YouTube video on Donaldson, and some of the things he said, Donaldson wants to be an MMA fighter, is what he wants to be. So that's why I was hoping that Cole might get a little frisky and throw inside and hit Donaldson, and we'd just see what happens. Well, that didn't happen.
No. And then the other, another story from yesterday was the White Sox are playing and there's a runner coming around third and Jose Abreu is trying to get behind home plate to give him a slide or stand up. And the umpire picks up the bat and throws it and hits Abreu in the knee right before he's on deck, obviously.
What? Are you serious?
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, what the hell, dude? You took out the umpire. He's going to take out Jose Abreu as if the White Sox, they don't have enough. The White Sox have got injuries, and they're still a good baseball team. That's a pretty good baseball team.
Yeah, it is.
That's a pretty good team. So I wouldn't mind at all that Jose Abreu got. Oh, well. The ump took him out. Sorry. Hey, doctor took out Tyrod Taylor, right? Our guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's our guy. That's our quarterback. 843, I'm sure.
For about 9 weeks,
that's my
right?
Quarterback.
That's our guy.
You want him to be your guy for about 9 weeks.
He's our guy. I heard him talk once.
So you want him to be your quarterback for all 17?
Yes. Yes. I want.
So you don't want to see Davis Mills play?
Listen, if you're 14-3, okay.
Man, that's going to be a tough situation.
If you're 14-3, are you taking him out for Davis Mills?
Okay, ask yourself that. If you're literally sitting there, Dell, serious question. If you're 11-2 and there's 13 games, there's four to go, do you sit Tyrod Taylor and go with Davis Mills? We'll discuss that. We'll flush
on
that
the
out
other side?
When we come back. Yeah, because that's
we're
going
to flush that out.
That's a tough one. Do you see what the quarterback has to do?
I think flush that out is a good way to put it.
You're going
to
be running the division. Why not use those last four games to determine if Davis Mills is your quarterback of the future? You're going to be so far ahead of the Colts and the Titans.
Yeah. I mean, stop already. Of course, you're not. You got to continue to roll with your guy. That's our guy, Tyrod Taylor. I've always known he was going to be here. I've always loved this game.
I haven't seen him play yet.
I love his game. Love that dude's game. All the way back to Virginia Tech or wherever he went.
No, he did go there.
Okay. Time to talk right now about our Houston Rockets and the best deal that we've ever seen from the Houston Rockets. For just $100, you get 10 tickets to games in this upcoming season. It's not going to last forever. Let's go. You got 10 tickets for $100. You can use them however you like. Two tickets to five games. Take one. Go 10 tickets to one game. You can go to two games, two tickets, and then six single games. Whatever you want to do, you get 10 tickets, and you can choose from 25 games. Now, this is 25 out of the 41 home games, so there are going to be plenty of really good games to choose from. If the Rockets end up with a top four pick, they'll even throw in a swingman jersey to your purchase. Make sure you get in on this deal before it's gone. It's at Rockets.com. It's not going to last forever. You're looking for a great way to get tickets and at a great price. You love your Rockets. You want to go see them play. Just $100 for 10 tickets at Rockets.com. That's Rockets.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Let it bump, though.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. 847 on 848 on ESPN 97.5. Someone 378-0-3776. Do you wanted to flush something out or something?
No, I was just joking.
Oh.
If they were 11-2 with Tyrod Taylor,
yeah,
you really want to go in there?
Oh, okay. I'm guaranteeing
long enough
that they stay with Tyrod Taylor if they're 11-2.
That's certainly
good. Are we done with this?
Yeah, we're done.
What you talking about?
We're officially done.
What you talking about?
Yeah, we're done.
So, Del, say what you just told us during the break.
Yeah, we've had plenty of back and forth about the NIL, what's good, what's bad about it. Well, we have some names about guys who will be signing deals. The NCAA and Congress is, at least yesterday, were having meetings about this because the NCAA would love to take a backseat and let Congress set the rules because right now it's state by state, and Georgia is one of the states that will be getting it going along with Florida July 1st. So we have some names of guys who have signed some NILs. We'll have some deals in place once they start. They signed deals with Georgia alum and Dogs fan TJ Cowher, Callaway, he owns an apparel brand called Onward Reserve. So the five names are freshman quarterback Brock Vandegrift, five-star, never taken a snap for Georgia.
Junior, they won't even play this year.
Yeah, not if they have it their
JT
way.
JT Daniels doesn't have a deal?
Well, apparently not. Junior place kicker Jack Podlesny, he took over for Rodrigo Blankenship. He made the game-winning kick against Cincinnati in
he
the bowl game.
Eyewear deal.
So he gets a deal. Track star Matthew Bowling will get a deal. Golfer Trent Phillips.
Isn't he from here?
Straight.
Yep.
Yeah.
Baseball player Connor Tate. So it's across multiple sports. But all those five will have deals in place July 1st when they can actually benefit. So
racism. The white track guy is going to get the deal?
Well, if you look at the demographics of the
white
guys
sprinter,
getting them,
he's the minority.
It's all white guys.
Hey.
Well, hold on a second.
Guess who gets the deal? The guy you can pick out right now. Oh, look at the white guy, bro.
Matthew Bowling would be the minority in the sport.
Yes, no question. He's the only white guy out there in the sprint.
Well, no, there's more. I was whenever I grew up watching college track and field because U of H was so good, and you know the legend of Johnny Lamb Jones, Jam Jones, and then Carl Lewis came on the scene, and so I still will watch track, and the white guys.
Every once in a while.
More 200 meters than 100 meters, but every
once
in a while.
My product is going to stand out.
They're rarely as good as bowling.
My product is going to stand out because, well.
You know, bowling has a great rivalry already with the LSU sprinter.
Oh, yeah?
Some kid who's an LSU sprinter who, in the 200 meters, it's like, it's a really close race between those two guys.
That's awesome. So yeah, local kid, straight. So that is the, and look at, it's a little diverse. It's got a track guy. It's got a golfer.
Got a baseball
player.
It's got a
kicker.
Yeah.
So it's not just the star. Actually, the star quarterback doesn't even have a deal.
The starting quarterback doesn't have a deal yet.
How about that?
So there it is.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that plays out.
I'm telling you, this is going to, it's going to be good. It's going to be good for the kids.
And you should expect this where it becomes local guys who are big on their team and have done well in business. They will want to sponsor the guys they see every day. And at least so far, the first deals isn't just focused on football.
And listen, I can see this. I was in Lafayette for a few years. I could see Raging Cajuns getting, you know, deals with local, smaller local, but whatever, oil change places or restaurants or, you know, and doing a bad commercial, locally produced commercial or whatever. I can see this can happen even at the smaller. It doesn't have to be a huge star at a big school.
Simply college sports, it's just different. These a lot of the people who run businesses and have who either went to the school or in the town, they just want to feel like part of the program. And if their way to feel part of the program is support a kid they may like, maybe they had an interaction with and they like them, they'll do it just because they'll be part of the program.
I would say this is a good representation. Let's see how it plays out. I would say this is, I think that it's a little idealistic not to think that greed is going to take over in this. It does every
greed,
other time.
Greed is already taking over.
Greed's undefeated.
Yeah.
So just to think that this is going to be used as a tool, I think it'll be used as a tool eventually. And in some schools this year, this is a great. That's a great way that you would hope that it would work. It's not going to be wide. It's not going to be. Look, I don't think the starting guard is going to get anything on most teams. I don't think a lot of the players are going to. It is interesting to see them reach out, but that kind of shows you SEC where baseball matters to them, golf matters to them, a white track star matters in the SEC.
You know, or maybe just the track star, or maybe just the track star matters.
He's really good.
He is really good.
He's really good. He's different.
Well, how
he's unique.
What do you mean?
He's unique to that
from
sport.
From a marketing standpoint, he is extremely unique.
I mean, isn't the Arkansas white cornerback unique?
No, not in a good way.
Well, what do you mean? He starts. What do you mean? He is unique. He starts there.
He's a power five starting cornerback.
Coming from a former walk-on.
And I'm a bet.
Maybe current walk-on.
I'm a bet he's alone there.
As far as starting
power five corner.
Yes.
All right.
That means he's unique.
So this question came up. And it's a serious question. Can strip clubs participate in NIL?
I have no idea.
Probably not.
I have no idea.
They won't let SOBs. They won't let SOBs in.
They won't let SOBs.
Sexually oriented businesses.
Oh, SOBs.
SOBs.
I thought you meant like Dell.
No, he's a racist SOB.
Yeah. I'm not a racist SOB. That is okay, one person's opinion. It's not proof.
Can you play it?
How's it proof? Because someone said it?
Yeah.
Well, it's proof. You're believed to be a racist SOB here in this city.
Listen, in a court of law.
What? What is that?
We've got an eyewitness testimony.
Not even eyewitness. All she could do is hear.
Well, she probably seen you sometime. She might not have seen you.
No.
She probably doesn't know.
And he's a racist son of a bitch.
Not that it should matter because I was talking about the Mexican national team. So it shouldn't matter if I'm white or what she thinks I am, but it was simply about not liking a rival. That doesn't make you racist. That just makes you a sports fan.
Does anybody else want to chime in on Dell being a racial son of a bitch?
What a great way to start a segment. Or to end the segment, actually. Hey, anyone out there think Dell racist? Call in.
Call 713-780.
What a terrible person you are.
Call in.
What a terrible person you are.
776, the number. Hey, it's Throw Shade Thursday. We can start early.
By suggesting that I'm racist?
I think people...
No, I don't think that's
L Tree fans know you are.
I don't dislike L Tree because because they're Mexican. I dislike L Tree because they play the United States in soccer. I don't like...
By the way, Costa Rica took it.
Yeah, they got...
Now, I want to ask you a serious question.
Go ahead.
Is the United States maybe the greatest soccer power right now in the world?
The answer is no.
Oh, did they not just beat Mexico and Costa Rica?
Yes, that happened in a friendly that didn't really matter so much against Costa Rica. Congratulations to that.
Well, a lot of back. I understand, but look at the depth now.
They are 11-1-1 in their last 13 matches, so that's great, but whatever.
Is it because we had Berhalter in studio?
You think that...
You think that put him over the top?
I would say it's the generation of legit talent that we haven't had in, maybe ever in terms of young talent spread across the world.
No, but seriously, isn't it on an uptick?
The Costa Rica thing doesn't mean so much to me. Dominating CONCACAF is what they should be doing outside of, their battles against Mexico. It's on an uptick because you have a legit talent base that you haven't ever had, really, as far as youth, experience abroad, and just talent that's going to be playing on first teams and on the best clubs in the world. That's why it's on an uptick. You just, for whatever reason, that this particular generation is legit, and you got to hope Berhalter is the guy who brings it all together. If he is, or if they have to go find a guy, there's a chance to be really good for years. You just have to hope those guys avoid injury.
Like, and they're faster. They got young talent.
Costa Rica thing
is our bitch.
The Costa Rica thing, I don't care about Costa Rica's missing guys. That's whatever. It's just a friendly that they play. But the Mexico thing was a big deal, and they're young. This isn't some team that's in their grizzled veterans who, okay, they beat a Mexico team. That was an accomplishment that happened on Sunday. And the World Cup qualifying will determine if it meant anything or is it just an occurrence that doesn't lead to greater things.
Yeah. It's a win. It's a win. So stop poo-pooing. It's great.
The Costa Rica thing.
Hey,
no,
take any win.
Like I told you, they've actually been on a run of winning matches. It's just that, you beat Costa Rica in a friendly. Good. You should beat a down
4-0,
Costa Rica team.
4-0.
They've beaten teams 4-0 before.
Guess what? Take at Costa Rica. Costa Rica kicked our ass before.
Yeah, but it wasn't that Costa Rica team.
Right?
Understood. That's the whole point. Costa Rica didn't send their best guys.
So, well, our backups are better than your backups. Eat that for a while.
Who are you talking to? Costa Rica fans that are listening?
Yeah, Costa Rica fans.
You're taunting Costa Rica fans?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All you Rica fans.
I did not see this, by the way. There's some news about a local, not legend, but a high-end local player who made some news yesterday. We'll get
Brad
to
Peacock?
With that. Nope. But we got something for you tomorrow. A guy, recognizable name and a recognizable position. We'll cover that for you here in a second. We come back. And also, have you ever heard of House of Highlights?
No.
Here's why that's a problem. You're about to be very surprised, and it also is going to show you why it's part of an example of why the marketing landscape is about to change and is already changing substantially for athletes and not in a positive way. It's 8:57 right here on the bench.
All right, and it's time to talk about my peeps over at Chastain Ford. Right now, new inventory in stock at Chastain Ford. the Edge, the Escape, the EcoSport. The EcoSport is a great, and the Edge, great starter cars. They've got Explorers, Expeditions, F-150, Super Duty F-150. They've got it all. You can customize your payments to what they have to be. It's the first question that you'll be asked. Where do your payments need to be? You can value your trade-in. You can all of this you can do online. Get pre-approved. Schedule a test drive. They'll deliver the car or truck to you. Ford, it's unbelievable what they're doing now. The 2021 Ford Bronco is, I don't know that anybody's got them in stock. Chastain Ford, get there, baby. Chastain Ford is going to get you that 2021 Bronco and the Bronco Sport. They're unbelievable. And all of you businesses out there, you need the medium duty truck or the chassis cab, the Ranger chassis cab, the work truck. They customize all of those for you. The service is second to none. The people are second to none. It is just the best Ford buying experience that you are going to have. And you can do it all online, or you can get to the dealership and you can see the wonderful people there. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. You want to join the Chastain family. I did, and it's the best dealership I've ever worked with. Chastain Ford. ChastainFord.com, or get there on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. Chastain Ford.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!